offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
Dave Lewis in for Brady Bowman, KMAN's In Focus, Lyle Butler, President and CEO, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. The openings list is in his hand. On your mark, get set, go.
All right, here we go. Well, one of the things that we always do, Dave, is we talk about some of the things since I was last in here that have opened up. And in West Loop, Smoothie King has just opened up. And a lot of thing that has a real passion for people is that Kites in Aggieville is under new ownership, but it is going to continue in that long that has occurred and keeping Kites as a part of the iconic part of Aggieville, since we've talked about that.
And one of the things that I think is exciting about this is that it's owned by someone who has a lot of experience, a hometown family that with Scott Sieben now taking ownership of that, and excited for Scott and that potential. Yeah. And I was in last week, I think I had lunch with a friend, and you know, I hadn't been there much, but I've known the Siebens forever and been friends with them, and it's nice to have that local ownership still a core aspect of an iconic place in Manhattan.
Yeah, and I was so excited for Scotty too, and his family for taking that over and keeping that. And so I know a lot of people are excited. He also owns Mr. K's out on the west side of town that does very, very well. And we're excited that Scotty and is taking over this, and we're looking forward to a lot of good things.
And they got the cookie bakes at Kites.
Yeah, too. Those are great.
You noticed that?
Yeah. My granddaughter loves that too. Bakker's 2 opened up on 4th Street with a new kitchen, and they do a lot of catering, and they also have an event space in there that for some smaller events for our community. So that opened since the last time I was here. JP's Restaurant opened its second location in the Student Union, and it is up and running. Of course, JP's has already had a great restaurant on the K-State campus.
Still have that.
Yeah, that has not closed. And so people have that. Pandora's opened in Aggieville, and then Trinium Incorporated opened in the old VFW downtown, and that has opened and is operating.
So that used to be the old bus station.
That may be before my time.
I've
been here 18 years. You got a little more history than I do, Dave, on the community. But let's go over to what's opening later. Speaking of Aggieville, since we were just there talking about some stuff in there, there's a brand new apartment complex that is going up at 1205 Bluemont Avenue. This is a four-story complex. It's going to have 37 units, and it's located right at 12th and Bluemont. People can definitely see that now. It's fully up, and it's got its fourth story on there, so a lot of excitement. The City Commission gave the initial go-ahead for a new hotel, which is going to be right there where the old car wash has been taken down, and the city sold the developer its parking lot. And so I don't have a time frame on the hotel, but they'll be building a hotel and a parking garage. So, again, lots of things happening, and it'll be a multi-story building right there. There'll be a lot of major construction that happens in the Aggieville. If we move over over into the southwest side of Manhattan, out by the Manhattan Airport, we have two commercial projects that are under construction. Pioneer Seed will be opening late summer of 2018. They're building a new warehouse and office facility, consolidating some other stuff and expanding what they already have in the Manhattan area. And then Kansas Gas is also expanding and building more of a regional center here. Right now, they're currently co-located with their with the electrical folks here in town, Westar. But because of the expansion and the regional nature of what Kansas Gas, they're building a brand new building out in the Manhattan Business Park, and they're scheduled to be open in November of 2018. So a lot of activity. Again, that's the business park that used to be called the Tech Park. that's out by the Manhattan Regional Airport. We have a lot of commercial folks that are already in there, and so we've got some new activity. A lot of people probably wouldn't see that unless they drove actually out to the business park or were taking off at the Manhattan Regional Airport.
Some of those initial buildings, what was it, Sykes?
Mm-hmm.
There's still some buildings that are open and available out there, some of those original buildings.
They're all full now. All full or taken up with something. So
that's good news there.
Yep, it is good news. And that's a city-owned business park and that was built in the late 1990s. And so we've just recently seen a lot of activity and interest in that. So we're looking forward to that. Downtown, Hayden Orthodontics is going to open up here towards the end of March. It's a relocation for them and an expansion, and that's at 514 Humboldt Street. U.S. Stone is moving into a suite at 301 South 4th Street. Arrow Coffee is going to open a second location where Sparrow Coffee used to be in the downtown area. And Sparrow Coffee went out over by close to the, they took the space that the Christian bookstore used to have. And so my understanding is they're doing very, very well at that new location. So that is a relocation. So lots of stuff. And Hibachi Hut, which was, of course, an iconic restaurant for many years and was moved downtown and then closed a couple of months ago. There are new owners that are going in there that are going to put a Mexican restaurant in Hibachi Hut. And it's the it currently is the owners of El Tapa. I got that right. And they're going to have another location. And they're going to open up in Hibachi Hut.
That's going to be another El Tapatio?
Right.
Okay.
And
right.
So they're going in there. So that will get filled back up. Of course, the city is working on and construction will begin in 2018 with the first of three recreation centers that they're going to be building. This is the southeast corner at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard, and they'll start construction on that one in 2018. That was not part of the sales tax initiative, but it'll be a great location. And then another restaurant is going in where Bon Thai used to be, and that is called a Full House Restaurant is the name of it. And if we go now out to the Grand Mere area, we've got two big residential areas going on by Schultz Construction called Prairie Village. And then we've got a salon going in at 3808 Vanesta Drive. And that's and First Christian Church has bought land, and they've just started construction, broken ground, that they're going to have their new location out in Grand Mere. BHS Construction is doing that project. Colbert Hills is, again, looking at doing some expansion. We don't have a timetable. Some of it is some fundraising, but they're going to have an event space out at Colbert Hills. And then there's going to be a new K-State golf facility and some kind of, not really a hotel, but kind of lodges that people eventually will be able to rent.
Really?
So this is in part of their overall master plan. It's not something that's imminently built. And then we just did, the final thing before we go to our break, we just did a groundbreaking for Wainwright Eye Care that's building a new facility, and we just did that last week out at Grand Mere.
At Grand Mere. Still, and that's just our second page.
Yeah. Well, we haven't even finished the second page.
We need to take that final break, so we'll have more from Lyle Butler coming up next as we continue to talk about the local economy through the eyes of the president of the CEO and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, Lyle Butler, when we come back.